The book of Esther, we come today to Esther chapter 4. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Esther chapter 4, verse 1. When Mordecai learned of all that had been done, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and went out into the city wailing loudly and bitterly. When Mordecai, now remember, Mordecai is the queen's cousin, Queen Esther. And Mordecai had raised her after her parents died. Well, when this Mordecai learned that his people, the Jews, were going to be executed, he started crying, wailing. Their death sentence was an overreaction to his refusal to bow before the king's number one official, Haman. And so I'm sure that that didn't make it any easier on Mordecai either, knowing that perhaps his refusal to bow will not just end in his death, but in the death of all of his people too. But he went only as far as the king's gate, because no one clothed in sackcloth was allowed to enter it. The king did not allow anything that even resembled sadness into his palace. And so sackcloth and ashes were symbolic of sadness, so Mordecai could not go in. And you know what? It doesn't really matter what the king wants. You reap what you sow. And he condemned an entire race of innocent people to death, so he's going to experience sadness eventually, whether he likes it or not. 3. In every province to which the edict and order of the king came, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, weeping, and wailing. Many lay in sackcloth and ashes. When the Jews were upset, they wore a very rough material called sackcloth, and they also put dust and ashes on their heads. 4. When Esther's maids and eunuchs came and told her about Mordecai, she was in great distress. And so Esther is sad and worried because her cousin that had raised her, Mordecai, is obviously sad, wearing sackcloth. And she sent clothes for him to put on instead of his sackcloth, but he would not accept them. Putting on nice clothes will not remove the sadness, so Mordecai won't put them on. He's not going to put on a happy face and pretend all is well when all is not well. Verse 5. Then Esther summoned Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs assigned to attend her, and ordered him to find out what was troubling Mordecai and why. Well, since Mordecai wouldn't put on different clothes, he couldn't enter the palace and talk to Esther, and as a result, she sent someone out to him to ask what the problem was. She had no idea what was going on. Verse 6, so Hathach went out to Mordecai in the open square of the city in front of the king's gate. Mordecai told him everything that had happened to him, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the text of the edict for their annihilation, which had been published in Susa, to show Esther and explain it to her. And he told him to urge her to go into the king's presence to beg for mercy and to plead with him for her people. Mordecai fills Esther in on the situation concerning the law ordering the death of all the Jews. And she had always obeyed her cousin who raised her, and he hopes that she will obey him now and plead to the king to spare the Jews. Verse 9, Hathach went back and reported to Esther what Mordecai had said. Then she instructed him to say to Mordecai, all the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that he be put to death. The only exception to this is for the king to extend the gold scepter to him and spare his life. But 30 days have passed since I was called to go to the king. In those days, even the queen needed an appointment to see the king. Actually, she couldn't make an appointment. It had to be made by him. He had to summon her. He had to summon everybody who he wanted to see. I mean, if somebody barged in to the king's presence in the royal court without an appointment, the usual punishment was death. Now, he could make an exception, but that was the usual punishment. And Esther is suggesting that she can't go plead with the king because she hasn't been invited. You know, Mordecai is asking Esther to risk her life, and of course, a dead queen won't do the Jews any good, so she doesn't feel comfortable about doing this at all. And it says in verse 12, when Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer: "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish." Mordecai's reply is, "Esther, the king may or may not kill you for coming in to him without an invitation, but you're going to die for sure if you don't at least try, because you are a Jew just like the rest of us." Last part of verse 14, Mordecai says, "And who knows but that you have come to a royal position for such a time as this?" In other words, "Esther, I think God made you queen so he could use you to help the Jews get out of this mess. And it is no accident that she was where she was at that time. And it is no accident, if you are a Christian, that you are where you are right at this point in your life. It is no accident. And as long as you're in it, God wants you to make the most of it by obeying him and doing what is right and being used by him." 15. Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai: "Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." And so Mordecai went away and carried out all Esther's instructions. Fasting is a special type of non-speaking prayer. Esther will try to talk to the king, but only after all the Jews fast, seeking God's favor first. And we'll pick up this story in chapter 5 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.